So the Feather Speech campaign is a national conservation campaign for the four cavity nesting red-listed urban birds, aka the birds who share our walls, swifts, house martins, starlings, and house sparrows. And the reason for the campaign is to try to get swift bricks, a conservation measure, installed by the government as a mandatory thing in all new buildings. And the reason why I am campaigning for swift bricks to be installed on such a national scale level is because the existing nesting sites of these urban birds are being increasingly blocked off inadvertently by us. And the problem is that these birds are really suffering for it, and they are united in their plight because of the decline due to this cavity nesting loss. And so swift bricks are a great solution to give them safe and permanent and sustainable homes in the future, because without swift bricks and new developments, there is no nesting cavity site for any of these birds. So I'm a nature author. I'm not a campaigner, except for obviously now I am. When I realized the extent of decline for swifts, I felt really helpless as an everyday nature lover, because I had also grown to really deeply love these birds in particular, because I had immortalized one in my book Fledgling, where I had rescued and hand raised and released a swift. And that one swift made me feel extremely loyal to that species as a whole. So having no idea how to campaign or what on earth to do, I knew that I had to try and do something just for my own peace of mind. So the Feather Speech campaign was born inside my head, and I looked at what I was trying to achieve. If I was trying to achieve the safeguarding of swifts and the other birds that share our walls, I didn't know how to do it. I thought about the ask. So I thought about what was the best, clearest ask, and how do I do it? Do I ask the government? Do I ask somebody else? What do I do? So to start with, I collected a lot of knowledge from experts. So I went to the RSPB and other ornithologists across the world, actually specializing in swifts. And I also talked to people within the building industry, people who are policy advisors. So I got a lot of information and put it all together and looked at it. And then I started asking everyone more questions. And together with certain people and the RSPB, we decided that the best ask for these birds was to ask the government for the swift bricks to become compulsory in new housing. And the best way to achieve that would be to create a government petition so that we could raise it in government and take it seriously. So that was the first stage, the easiest in some ways. The second stage for that to come into effect was to realize that a government petition is only open for 6 months, and it requires 100,000 signatures to even be considered for a parliamentary debate. And so as a small nature author and, you know, not a public figure, an everyday nature lover, I felt like getting 100,000 signatures in 6 months would be near on or impossible. So I thought about a strategy in order to engage the media with the Feather Speech campaign. I knew that the media was key, because raising national awareness would be the only way that I could get 100,000 signatures. And luckily, I'm so grateful that the RSPB saw the opportunity immediately. I went straight to Becky, the CEO, and said, help, can you help me? This is what I want to achieve, but I know I can't do it without your help. The legitimate backing of the RSPB, but also the marketing scope that you may be able to provide me with. And I went to a couple of other charities as well, Rewriting Extinction, a couple of other people. And so I thought, right, okay, we can do this, but how do we do it? So the third stage was, okay, if I've got the backing, how do I engage the media? So, because all very well saying I'm going to engage the media, but how do you do that? And the way I saw it, especially considering it's not a direct human issue that I'm raising, I needed to either break the law or get naked. Obviously, because I have waist long hair, I'm inspired obviously by Lady Godiva, and you know, we still know her name. You know, she still did this huge stunt that really worked. So I didn't want to be too naked because I don't really want to do that. So I thought, okay, how can I use my body as a canvas? My background is writing, photography, creativity. So I decided to pull together world-renowned artists. So somebody who had painted Jane Goodall's hand with a chimpanzee painted my entire body from neck to toe in inked feathers. And that happened on the 5th of November, 2021, which marked a year anniversary of when swifts and house martins had been added to the Red List. And it also deliberately aligned just before the date of COP15 biodiversity, which was a way that the media could hook this story into the coverage, because it was talking about, you know, the threat of national species going nationally extinct. So I had this idea, the whole painted body thing, and then I put it into action on the 5th of November by walking to Speaker's Corner, giving a 5-minute speech, and then walking 2 miles, it turns out, to Downing Street, still not wearing any clothes. And I was inspired hugely by the RSPB co-founding women. They had actually marched in Hyde Park and around Speaker's Corner, you know, when they were tackling the plumage trade, and it took them 30 years to topple that, but they did topple it. And obviously that's why we have the RSPB today. And so I was hugely inspired by those particular women. And I felt that words were my forte as a writer. And so I used my voice for the birds. And luckily it worked. There was national and international coverage of the Feather Speech launch. I found myself not wearing any clothes, being interviewed on live national news, and also then again with Piers Morgan, which was extraordinarily surreal, especially when he actively supported the campaign and became the first public figure to do so, which I was very grateful for and very surprised by. And it continued to have huge momentum. The petition became the fastest growing petition on the government website, which is really quite amazing for an environmental issue, especially one so niche. And it carried on going. And by Easter, so 5 months after the petition was launched, it reached the 100,000 mark, which actually brings me to tears, especially right now, because as a campaigner who had never done anything like that before, I was refreshing the petition numbers like probably every hour. And when it got to the stage of it was nearing 100,000, I was watching it. I was watching them go up. And I couldn't believe the public support. You know, I felt so motivated and so fueled that I was not alone. Because remember, if I had launched the Feather Speech launch, I was naked and alone. I was putting myself fully on the line. I was ridiculed and humiliated. The online trolling was immense. And so to have that support and for people to club together and to be part of this team that was 100,000 people strong was absolutely incredible. And then it went over. So by the time the petition closed, it was 109,894 people. So just shy of 110,000 people. So woohoo! And I'm never going to feel embarrassed by crying about that, because I think it's so important. You know, anyone who is setting out to be a campaigner, they're going to realize sooner or later that it's really, it can be soul destroying. It's so all or nothing. There's so many highs and lows. So many times you feel so deeply alone, so frustrated. So when these numbers went up, I realized that we were together fighting for the birds. And that made me feel exceptionally proud to be associated with these amazing birds and these people that really care. So then the next stage, of course, was that we were granted the government debate, which was really hopeful. And then, of course, I realized that in order for the debate to be successful, I and everybody else had to lobby their own local MP to make sure that there were actually MPs in the debate fighting for the birds. Because if we weren't going to do that, then the petition debate becomes a bit of a tick in the box and it can just fall on deaf ears. So I realized the campaign had not finished by the time it had reached the 100,000 mark, which was quite exhausting. And I carried on going. So I started lobbying. I used social media lots to inspire and encourage people to contact their own MPs. And this is where the Swift Local Network, which is lots of different local organizations that are swift conservation groups all over the country, volunteer based, sometimes only 2 people in a group all over, they also massively piled in at this point and lobbied their MPs. So then the debate happened. So the debate happened on the 10th of July. And also in total, there were 12 MPs. 12 MPs. That's really quite amazing. And not only were there 12 MPs, but it was a 2-hour debate where they united. So cross-party MPs interrupting each other to agree with one another. People from completely different political spectrums. Normally, he would fight against each other, were fully united in their passion and logic and reason for Swift Bricks to be made a mandatory condition in new builds. I felt that the general public and with the RSVP's help, we had achieved something really, really important because the birds not only had a voice in Parliament, but they had probably the most strongest voice in Parliament. You know, the MPs really did the birds justice. And so for 2 hours, I was sitting there full of hope. And then within minutes, I experienced what I can only describe as my lowest moment so far on earth. And so this interview is taking place 2 days after that. So forgive me for still being really emotional. But again, as any campaigner or anyone who cares about nature, so probably everybody listening to this will probably feel the pain I feel right now. So what I can say at the moment, and as a raw reflection on what's happened, is that what happened was the government just said no. So in the autumn, there is a promise to discuss. I have got now more insight as to possibly why there are concerns about this, and concerns that I believe very strongly they should not be concerns. So whilst I am still being emotional about this, I actually am going to be looking at this and thinking, not only are there a huge support of MPs in Parliament that have already pledged their support for a bill, a votable bill, which is one of the things that could happen next, which I intend to pursue, but also that I believe that the decision of no is based on, at the moment, inaccurate or ignorant information. And I believe that together we can clarify why Swift Bricks are unique in their necessity. And I will not stop. So the good news is that this is only put fuel on the fire. And again, anyone who deeply cares will realize how functional caring actually is as an asset. I think caring is the most functional asset we all have. And I think this campaign shows that we can all be empowered to, in the face of adversity, really, and to carry on going. So the Feathers Speech campaign will remain open and active until we have achieved our goal.
Just after the parliamentary debate, I met Zach Goldsmith, who had just resigned as Environment Minister, but is still a peer in the House of Lords, and he immediately agreed to table an amendment proposing a national policy on Swift Bricks in new builds. And this was raised by him in the House of Lords in September. It had huge support, led by Lord Randall and Lord Bencathra, and cross-party peers stood united once again, following on from the Commons debate. There wasn't quite enough support from the government once again, but the good news is Michael Gove has agreed to meet with Lord Goldsmith, myself and some other cross-party peers. And so if you're listening to this and think, oh, how can I help? Well, you can, through the simple action of contacting Michael Gove through his minister email address or by letter, asking him to support and adopt the aim of Lord Goldsmith's Swift Brick Amendment. And together, hopefully, we can change the fate of these incredible birds.